Hello, everyone. Super thrilled to be with you all today. Oh, my goodness. I am super excited. I am over the moon. So you all know I say this every single time I have a guest, that all of the guests really, really get me excited because I just love talking to people. And folks find that interesting because I'm an introvert. Myth buster, we don't hate humanity. We just love to have authentic, genuine conversations. That's it.
That's right.
So I want to welcome to the show today, Miss Alyssa. Alyssa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. You all know I don't do pre-show interviews because I absolutely fell in love with Fireside Chat years ago. So I don't do pre-show interviews. So am I pronouncing your name correctly?
No, I pronounce it weird. So it's not like it looks or how it's spelled. I say Alicia like it has an SH in it.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Alicia.
Yes.
I love that. So did you decide that? Did your mom?
My dad actually decided. He spelled my name. So yeah.
I love that. And so coming from my name being Karina, you know, I've gotten Katrina, Karen, Karina, all kinds of things. My daughter's name is Taylor with an E at the end, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-R instead of O-R. And so she gets all kinds of stuff too. So I love it, Alicia. So I stand corrected. Miss Alicia, you all, is on the show today. Alicia, I'm going to ask again, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. Super excited that you are here. So tell us, where in the world are you?
I live in a really small town in Mississippi. It's called Carrollton, and it's about 15 miles from where I grew up, which is Winona. That's on Interstate 55. So I'm in the crossroads of Mississippi.
Oh, okay. So you said you live about 15 miles from where you grew up. And so have you always lived in this area?
Yes, I've only lived in my hometown and here.
Wow, I love that. So you know everyone around you, family and friends. It's just a whole different level. It's like a really close-knit family. I love that.
Absolutely.
I love the thought of that. Oh my goodness. So Alicia, tell us, how are you loving on the world around you these days?
Well, just, you know, lots of different ways between, I have a virtual assistant business where I support Christian authors, speakers, and coaches, but I also have another side of my business where I help women to become virtual assistants. So I do that through internships and a course that I have. So those are a couple of different ways in the business world that I do that. And also just being involved in ministry in my church and local community.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. So not only do you help virtual assistants get their gigs, their roles, how do you describe that?
Well, they are considered independent contractors.
Okay.
So they would make a contract with a client in order to work for them. Yes.
So how did you get started in this?
Well, accidentally.
Don't you love it?
It was a complete and total accident. I started because, I had said, I was in ministry. Ministry was my career at the time, and I was having my second child and stepped down from that position that was a paid position to stay home with my children. And found very quickly that I needed to make some income. And so I was looking online, and I like to tell people I was in an old school forum because that was before Facebook groups.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And so I was in this forum, and it was for women who wanted to work from home, or there was women there that were already working from home. And so I was asking questions. And at the time I had created a mom blog, basically because I was a new mom and wanted to have a creative outlet. But one of the ladies had read it, and she reached out to me and told me that she liked my writing. And she had a website for moms and asked me, would I ghostwrite some articles for her website? And I said that I would. So she was my very first client, and I did ghostwriting for about 2.5 years before I ever did anything else. But in that process, I had to learn a lot for myself to set up the business, because I didn't know any of those things. And so I learned about websites and I learned about social media. And when I went to my very first conference in Texas in 2009, it was in the fall, I met a lot of new people, and they asked me how I had done certain things in my business. And I would explain, and they're like, well, do you think you could help me with that? And I would be like, sure, you know? And so I actually got clients from that and began to do what now I call virtual assistant work. But at that time, I didn't realize that's what it was. I just knew I was offering services or helping them, you know, with what they needed me to do.
I love that, you know, and it sounds like you've just really been able to scale your business and then branch out to help other women to really dial into their own craft. And so that is so absolutely needed. So I was being a little nosy and I went to your Facebook page and I saw that you have an event coming up. So tell us about that.
I do. So I've spoken at a lot of virtual assistant like summits, online conferences, events over the past years that I've been doing this. But one of the things that I saw as a need that was not there in the field was and online is a Christian summit for Christian virtual assistants. And so I've been wanting to create one for quite a while. And recently I was speaking with someone and they said, you know, that's a really big need. And I think you would be really good at putting that together and fulfilling that need. And so I just started the process and immediately found speakers that were interested in speaking at such an event and sponsors that were interested in sponsoring an event. So it is going to be coming up May the 22nd and 23rd. And it's actually called Serving with Spirit Virtual Assistant Conference. We did a poll. I have a Facebook group that we did a poll in to come up with ideas for the topic, for the conference name. I even had them create, several of the ladies created logos, and we voted on them and one of them won. And so that's kind of how we did it. And then we voted on like topics they wanted to hear from the speakers, all of that sort of thing to create the event. So it'll be 8 different speakers. We'll also have a devotion both mornings. So there's 2 devotional leaders or speakers, and it's going to be free, you know, if you come to the live event, but the recordings will be available for purchase if you choose or you can't, you know, make it live.
I love it. Oh my goodness. That is so incredibly exciting. I am definitely going to make sure I talk to some other folks about that to make sure we get that out there. So what are some, give us a few tips that from both perspective, from the person, the client, and then also the VA, tips that would help us along our journey as we continue in these relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the biggest things between clients and virtual assistants, and something that anybody that's a business owner can benefit from, is having, you know, open and honest communication and being willing to communicate well and often. I think a lot of times, you know, we kind of hold back or maybe scared to do that, but being willing to, you know, pick up the phone. I think, you know, we live in a technology field world where there's lots of other options besides talking face-to-face or on the phone. And that to me, whenever there's confusion, I try to always say, hey, well, can we get on a call and talk about this so that we're on the same page? That's helped me a lot in business over the years and being willing to do that. At first, I was scared of it, but when I first started my business, I had babies and toddlers. And so I was always afraid they would cry or scream during the call. But I learned to set like call times in the day that I knew like they would be napping or whatever. And I still to this day, I like to set up a time to talk, but I do encourage people to be willing to talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. That's really good information. So I would love for you to give us just a few words of wisdom as we begin to wrap up the conversation, I just really feel like because you've been in the business, as they say, been in the game for a while now, there's just some things that maybe, you know, I always say there's two things that can hinder us. There's we don't know what we don't know. And then there's we know something, but we don't have access to it. And so what is something that you would like to share, whether it's for a client or for a potential client, someone that may be hiring a VA or for a VA that's going to be going out and trying to get a client?
Okay. So, well, from the client's perspective, if you're looking to hire a virtual assistant, one of the things I always encourage people to do first is to know what they want to outsource before they ever get there, because there's lots of different types of virtual assistants and needs that you might have might not be fulfilled by just any virtual assistant. You want to write down what you're looking for first in a VA, whether that be certain skills or even personality, you know, traits and things like that. And then from the VA perspective, you really want to have, and this is something I teach those that come through my programs, you want to have an onboarding process and you want to be ready for that client when you get a new client so that there's not any confusion and there's a process, a streamlined process of onboarding that helps you to look professional, be professional when you're really just getting started in that relationship.
I love that. Well, folks, this has been another amazing episode of Go Be Great with Coach Karina. I'm Coach Karina Calhoun, and we've had Miss Alicia on the show today. Super, super thrilled about the conversation that we had. Lots of insight, lots of nuggets being shared. And so make sure you register for that conference. If it resonates with you, be sure to register, because we have to be able to live in this world where we are partnering with so many different people, different types of people, and we've got to be able to be on the same page. So I just know that this conference is going to be amazing. So please make sure you get registered for it. And so I will see you all on the flip side. Bye for now.